Refresh.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It is your boy, the Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of the Refreshed Podcast. Guys, it is so exciting to be here with you. I hope your Monday is off to such an incredible start so far. Without further ado, let's open up in prayer and let's just allow God to minister to our hearts this message here today. God, I thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your people here today. God, I pray that you'd anoint my lips. Let it not be my words, but let it become yours. God, I pray that it would be you ministering to the hearts of your people right where they are, an on-time message. God, we just give you the highest praise because you are so, so good. Father, we thank you. Father, we love you. And we speak these things right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, I am hungry. No, seriously, I'm hungry. Have you ever been hungry before? Talking about hunger, I can remember back to my days when I was in school. Now, elementary, it was mandatory for you to have to eat lunch, right? But here's the thing, right? Whenever you got to middle school and high school, suddenly eating in the cafeteria and eating lunch was no longer something that you had to do, but became more of an option. I would go my entire day without eating, anticipating the moment that I could go home and find something to chow down on. I remember when my mom would make these hamburger helpers or the hamburgers and having those leftovers, I would go and I would be so psyched for it and I'd be so ready for it that I can almost taste it and my mouth is watering. Have you ever been that hungry? But listen to you. Today I am talking to you about hunger of a different kind. See, this hunger I am talking about isn't for my body, my mortal body. It's not for my flesh, but it is for my spirit. I want to be hungry. I want to crave more of God, more of His Spirit, more of His direction, more of His goodness, more of His faithfulness, more of His direction, and more of His purpose. Matthew 5:6 says that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. It is okay to be hungry. But guys, honestly, let's address the elephant in the room. What do you have an appetite for? No, I'm serious. Right here where you are right now, I'm not listening because obviously I can't hear you, but honestly ask yourself, what do I have an appetite for? What am I hungry for? What am I craving? See, when you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you shall be satisfied. You shall be satisfied. You will be satisfied. Now, my mom, bless her heart. Mom, if you're listening to this, and if you ever find this, I just want you to know you're awesome. I'm not picking on you, but you are the perfect example, and you are, you're going to be an illustration here, so check this out. If we ever go anywhere to eat with my mom, and her food isn't to her satisfaction, you know, she doesn't say, oh, well, I mean, I guess I'll settle for this food. I mean, oh, man, it's not really in my control. Oh, man, they didn't cook this right. Oh, man, you know, but it's okay. Nah, no, sir. You can best bet that my mom, she's like, well, waiter, you know, waitress, this isn't right. You know, this, I ordered this and this isn't to my liking. Or, hey, this is too spicy. Or, hey, you know, this isn't correct. You know, she is not afraid to address the situation to get it straightened out. But let me tell you, I strive to be like that in my spiritual life. Because there are things that you can develop a taste for that isn't good for you. What are you eating? What are you eating? I can't lie, guys. Recently, I've been eating stuff that's not good for me. You know, watching movies that aren't appropriate, that's not good for you. It brings your mindset down. It brings you to where you're laying in a slump and you're laying in a pit. And I know this isn't just me, but this is somebody else that's listening to this, somebody that is going to share this with a friend that's feeling like this. Guys, we have got to do a better job at what we're eating. What are you eating? Get that out of your mouth, Jason. We say that to our babies. Whenever our babies begin to put something that doesn't belong in their mouths, we're like, nah, no, take that out of your mouth. Why can't we do that to ourselves? Just because we are adults, just because we are older, that does not give us the right or the ability to put something in our mouths that does not belong. Get that out of your mouth, whoever you are. Guys, the Bible says it plainly. In Psalms 34:8, it says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." Taste and see that the Lord is good. It's not taste and see if that show is good, or taste and see if that drink is good, or taste and see if that person is good, or taste and see if that image is good, or taste and see if that approval of man or woman is good, or taste and see if that money is good, or taste and see if whatever it is that you're putting in your mouth. Let's look at the nutrition facts. What the heck is in that mug? What is in the ingredients? What are you putting in your mouth? Listen, friend. I want to be hungry for righteousness. And I encourage you to want the same thing. I want to crave the goodness of God. And I invite you to crave that as well. Because I know I will be satisfied when I crave these things, when I hunger after these things. I don't want to have to send God's meal back because it's not to my liking. And I don't want to snack on spiritual junk food. I don't want the short-term satisfaction. I don't want things that impersonate the blessings of God. Because Psalms 34:8 says that those who take refuge in Him, they will see blessings. And guys, I want that for my life. I want to see blessings. I want to see God. I want to see miracles. I want to hear God. I want to feel Him. I want to be where He is. I don't want to be scared. I don't want to base my entire life based on the opinion of someone else, or the satisfaction of someone else, or if they approve of my life or not. Guys, I want to hunger for Him. I want to be hungry for God. I'm hungry. I want to be hungry. And I want to ask you again, have you ever been hungry before? Have you ever been hungry where you have these stomach pains and your stomach hurts and your stomach's making that weird noise that's reminding you, yo, hey, put something in me. I am starving. I am empty. I want something. But guys, here's the thing about being hungry. It's short term. You know you're going to do something about it. You know you're going to eat. You know you won't forget about it. You'll feel the pain. You'll hear the noises. And you'll be like, oh yeah, I'm reminded that I need to eat. But let's talk about the opposite. Let's talk about the short term. The opposite of the short term, excuse me. Let's talk about the long term. Spiritual starvation. See, here's the thing about hunger versus starvation. When I am hungry, I have food. I will eat. But when I'm starving, I'm out of food. I haven't eaten. Have you ever found yourself here before? Listen, friend. You don't have to starve yourself. You have food to eat. The living food. This food never spoils. This food never goes out of date. This food never runs out. You don't ever have to worry about sending this food back. This food is the Word of God. And if you don't spend time reading your Word, and if you don't spend time with God, and you don't spend time worshiping Him, you're going to starve yourself. The Word of God will bring you satisfaction. And when you hunger for what God has, you will find satisfaction. The long-term danger of starvation is death. You don't have to die spiritually. You know, there's been times in my life, and I'm really not proud to admit it, but I needed a spiritual resurrection, because there's been times where I would let my spiritual man run on my Sunday gatherings at church and what my pastor taught me and what God did in the altars and all of those great encounters. There's times where I allowed my life to thrive off of going to camps and going to conventions and going to concerts and going to, you know, youth and discipleship class. But guys, let me tell you something. You have to eat every day. You have to eat every day. Do you forget to feed yourself in the physical? Do you eat only 2 times a week, 3 times a week and say that is it? You're not going to get very far. You're going to be out of energy. You're going to be exhausted. You're going to be weak. So why in the world would we let our spiritual man do that? Guys, we are fighting a war. I don't know if you realize it, but we are fighting a war that is beyond this world of the physical, that we are fighting the world and the in the realm of the supernatural, in the realm of the spirit. And we're fighting a war. That's why the Bible says it in Ephesians that our war is not against flesh and blood, but the principalities and the dark forces, guys, that there is demonic life, demonic activity, impure spirits that seek to destroy you each and every day. You got to stay prayed up. You got to stay where God is. You got to soak in the presence of God to keep yourself protected. You got to keep yourself because look, do you remember what happened to Jesus when he was fasting in the garden? When Jesus was fasting in the garden, Satan came to him in his stake when he hadn't eaten, when he was tired, and he tried to tempt him in 3 different ways. And he was like, hey, I know you're hungry. How about you turn these rocks into bread? And Jesus was like, nah, you don't understand, man. In the Word of God, it says that, you know, man should not live by bread alone. And then he's like, oh, okay, cool beans, you know. And then he goes, oh, hey, how about this, you know? Hey, look, all these kingdoms, you know, if you just bow down to me, I'll make them all, you know, worship you or whatever. And you know, and then he goes on to tempt him about, you know, throwing himself off a cliff and the angels will save him. And so I want you to understand this, that in your state of vulnerability, in your state when you're tired, in your state when you're hungry, the enemy will come in to attack you when you're at your weakest. But if you're eating and you're hiding God's word in your heart, that's what the Bible says, that you hide his word in your heart, that you would not sin against him. You're storing these treasures in your heart every time you read the Word of God, every time you read the Word of God, every time you read the Word of God, right? And you know, ever have those moments where you're reading the Word and you're like, man, I don't even think I retained that. Man, I don't even think I remember what I read. But look, listen, that might not even be for that very moment you're reading it, that you're storing treasures and you're storing treasures and you're storing treasures. You're planting seeds in your heart that you don't even know the appointed time that God's going to water them and use it to remind you, or use it to minister to someone, or use it to speak life to people around you. And you're going to be like, man, I read that. But guys, that comes from when you're hungry. See, when you're hungry, you're going to want more of God. When you're hungry, you're going to want his presence. When you're hungry, you're not going to be, you're going to want more. You're going to want more. You're going to want more. And you will be satisfied. I guarantee you. It's going to be a craving that you cannot stop. You know, that whenever that hunger pain begins to strike in your spiritual stomach, that you're not going to be able to ignore it. And that's the kind of hunger I want. That whenever I'm at work, that the thing on my mind isn't, I just want to get home so I can eat, or I just want to get home so I can go watch this movie, or I just want to get home so I can go play some video games. Nah, man, I want it to be like, yo, I can't wait to go home to go spend time with God, because this hunger that is inside is me is unsatisfiable. That is insatisfiable. And I know that whenever I go to where he is, I will find satisfaction. Guys, that's just simply how it has to be. Guys, we need to push into where he is, because we find satisfaction when we crave hunger and when we thirst for righteousness. Guys, we will be satisfied. Do you need to be resurrected today? Have you let your spiritual man or spiritual woman dwindle to almost absolutely nothing? I don't want you to be nervous or embarrassed to admit it, but I want you to be honest, because you're robbing yourself if you're not being honest with yourself. Don't forget about upholding this perfect image. No, if you're hurting and you're, you know, dying and you're starving, you need to say something. You need to go to God and be like, God, I am starving. I need your help. That's what you got to do. That's what you need to do. Are you hungry today? I want to ask you, are you hungry today? Do you want to be hungry? Do you want to hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God? I know I do. And I invite you to do as well, to be as well. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this reminder. God, that when we hunger and thirst for your righteousness, that we will be satisfied. God, we will never be disappointed because, God, you exceed every ounce of expectation we can ever have. God, I thank you that when we hunger and thirst and when we crave more of you, God, that when we seek your face, God, that we know that we will find you. God, that's what your word tells us in Jeremiah 29:13, that it says that when we seek for you with all of our hearts, we will find you. God, you're right here. God, you're not far from where we are. God, you're right here and you're waiting for us to look for you. You're waiting for us to ask for you. God, I want to just pray for my brothers and sisters that are starving spiritually. God, I pray that you'd renew their strength. God, I pray that you'd restore their spirits. God, I pray for a fresh fire and a fresh anointing. God, I pray for the hunger to just be stirred up inside of them. God, that they would want what you have. God, that they would have an unsatisfied craving to chase after you, and God, in the process of chasing after you, that an unsatisfiable craving would be satisfied because they're chasing after the treasures and the purpose and the plan that you have, and all of those things triumph anything we can ever think of on our own accord. God, I thank you so much for every person that is listening, every pound of ears, Lord, every pair of ears, every person in every country. God, I pray that they would be blessed. God, I pray that this message would be like seeds, and to be planted in our heart, Lord, that you would begin to water it in such an incredible way. God, I love you. Father, we give you the highest praise because you are so good and you quench our hunger. God, you quench our thirst. And I am so grateful that we have you, that we can depend on you because you are faithful, you are on time, you are good, and there is no one like you in all this earth. Father, we give you the absolute highest praise because you are so good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Refresh Podcast, where Christ goes before us so we can bring you another refreshing word. This has been your boy, the Muffin Man, saying, keep it fresh, have a good day, and God bless. Love you guys.